Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 13th. Wednesday, June the 13th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful topic for you today. I know most of my traditionalists or what I call my Bible thumpers will be able to resonate with today's show, because today we want to talk about something that is extremely important. Today we're talking about how you should be expressing, exposing, expanding yourself. Now, when we talk about that, we're talking about over an understanding you are a single standing column of waveform energy. You are letters that are dipped in blood. it is very important to understand that what that means. That simply means that as a single standing column of waveform energy, your vesture is dipped in a way, or it is maintained in a particular way that allows you to express, expose, and expand yourself. Now, what that simply means is that you and I are letters, because our DNA is made up of letters. And our DNA is constructed in a particular manner that allows us to exist in this reality. And so if you can understand what that means, it will transform your life, because this is the holy grail of combining religion and science. And when you understand what that means, it'll change your life. Now, I have to preface today's message with a warning as well, because today we're talking about how the word became flesh and dwelt among men. How, according to the book of Revelations, chapter 19, verse 13, he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And without understanding that scripture in Revelations chapter 11, verse 13, you won't be able to connect spiritual and the science of what I talk about when I express, expose, expand the depth of the statements that's written inside of this thing called the Helios Biblios, or what we call the Bible. And so what's important to understand, brothers and sisters, is that when we talk about the Bible, even though it has been, you know, watered down or changed, or if you want to use that word, it simply means how we express ourselves in a way that's different from what is written. The only thing that means is that when you introduce, or the introduction of neuro and techno peptides, which is the next series. So the reason that we're doing the next series is so that way what science is trying to do cannot be done. That just simply means that there is a technological approach to remove the standard. The standard is the Word of God. So when we talk about the standard, we're talking about a way of oscillating or vibrating that allows us to express and expose ourselves in a disposition, if you will, that is non-technical. So that being said, the scripture specifically tells us that we are letters. Science tells us that we are letters. Biology tells us that we are letters. Physics tells us that we are letters. Everything is based upon letters, because we live in a world that is controlled, or that was made. Spiritual beings were forced to live inside of letters. Jude chapter 6 tells us that we are chained in everlasting darkness because of our letters. Now, to the average person, that doesn't mean anything. That's why the average person will never be able to oscillate or vibrate on the level that I'm on, and hopefully you are on. Because when I talk to people every day, they can't make the connection. They can't. When I talk to religious people, they can't make the scientific connection. When I talk to science people, they can't make the spiritual connection. Your DNA is influenced by spoken words. 97% of all DNA is called junk DNA by all molecular biologists, and spiritual traditional Christians can't even pronounce the word biology, most. Every emotion and feeling that is generated inside the body is registered inside of the cells of your DNA. Every feeling that comes from every word. Now, I don't know how else to explain this, man. I'm struggling, because when I talk to traditional believers, I don't know what to say. I know what to say, but I am dumbfounded at the lack of understanding of basic science. Scientists around the globe has proven DNA can be reprogrammed by words and frequencies. So I can't wrap my brain around it. I'm struggling. Maybe you can help me, man. Maybe there's somebody listening to me can help me. Maybe you can email me at masterteacher33.com and gmail.com. Maybe you can help me the biological or the science and the spirit connection can't be bridged, the gap. I don't understand. I got traditional Bible thumpers who tell me that what I am teaching is not biblical. And then I got biologists, molecular biologists, who tell me what I'm teaching is not scientific. I'm stumped. I'm baffled, because Bible clearly states in the book of Revelations, I wish I could read the entire book, but for the sake of time, again, I have to dumb it down because we only got a certain period of time. Now, I'm not trying to insult anyone's intelligence, but Revelations 19:5 says, and a voice came from out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I, Revelations 19:6, and as I heard, as it was, or as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thunders, saying, Alleluia, not ha, but all, A-L-L, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Now, there's three times in one verse is the English word voice, Revelations 19:6, three times. Now, in that particular verse of scripture of Revelations chapter 19, that English word voice comes from the Greek.
Psalms 54:56, phoné.
Phone, where we get the English word phone. It is spelled P-H-O-N-E. Now, again, I am not the brightest bulb in the pack, but I'm in the pack. Now, that word phone, it means sound, frequency, wave, vibration of inanimate things. So inanimate things is created by sound, tone. Then it goes on to say, and I quote, from Strong Concordance G5456, phone A, of a language that is released by a tongue through the ideal of a discourse or didactic teaching. Thus, the reason I do didactic teaching, which is the same thing Jesus did, that's called a parable. Now, again, I am struggling because I do not understand. I cannot wrap my brain around why there is a debate over how to operate in the flesh based upon sound, frequency, waves, and vibration, when the Bible specifically states that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, I'm not making this up. John chapter 1, verse 14. So let's click over to John chapter 1, verse 14, before we go back to Revelation, so I can prove to you, based upon the Helios Biblios that you call the Bible, that you are a single standing column of, you should be, a single standing column of waveform energy. So therefore, your options, when you get to the level of understanding, where from a wealth perspective, you have options. But if you understand this, you don't have options. So you won't make the mistake that I made. See, the mistake that I made was forgetting that I am a single standing column of waveform energy. I am a vesture dipped in blood that allows me to exist inside of a neurological suit. But there is a technological demon that wishes to use technology to override my neurology that is based upon God's spirituality or theology. So if I do not understand theology, it will manipulate my neurology with technology. And it is this technology that is playing havoc on your neurology because of your lack of theology. Not you, but people you know. And so when I talk to people, it is baffling. It is mind-blowing to me that the lack of biology limits their ability to understand God's theology. That is why I went into biology. Because I knew that I am a biological chemical being based upon, if you take a knife and you cut me, blood comes out. Now, I'm a spiritual being, but I exist inside of a biological suit. So it might behoove me to understand me And if I can understand how neuropeptides work, if I can understand how my cells work, if I can understand, again, the biology that my spirituality is encased up in, it helps me to have a better relationship with the God that allowed the biology to be created. So when I say I'm a vesture, what does that mean? When I say I am dipped, what does that mean? When I say I'm in blood, what does that mean? Because flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God, again, according to the Bible that you read. And that Bible also says that flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of good. You must be born of the water and the spirit. And so if you don't have water and spirit, then you don't have what I have. That's the problem. And so I must break this down because there is, again, when you get to a certain level of understanding from a financial perspective, money gives you options. If you don't have the word. If you don't have the word of God, you have the options of men. If you do not understand the word of God, the options of men will appeal to you. If you have the word of God, the options of men does not appeal to you because the word of God establishes you. Because that's what you are. You are a walking, you are a word that is dipped in blood. That's what we call men. But if you understand you're not a man, nowhere in the Bible can I find the word human. So when somebody comes and tell me you are a human, I say, not me, boo-boo. I'm a spirit that has possession of a soul that is operating through a man or a body. But don't get it twisted. I'm not a man. Well, what do you mean, brother? Well, I read John chapter 1, verse 14. Let's go back to 13. Let's go back to John 1. Let's start at verse 12. John 1:12 says, "But to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." So John 1:12 tells me if I do this, if I be reborn of the water and the spirit, not of the flesh and the blood. And then it says John 1:13 in the New Living Translation, "They that are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or a human plan, but a birth that comes from God." So that there has to be some kind of a change. Now, the King James says, "Not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." So John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13 tells me that I got to put away my will and pick up God's will. If I do that, then I am not born of blood of men and the desire of men, but I am born of the word of God. Therefore, I can dwell with God, according to John chapter 1, verse 13. So John 1:13 says, "Children not born of blood, nor of the desire of the will of men, but born of God." So right now you may be born of your own desire. You may be born of your blood of your mother and father, but we got to make a change. In other words, remember yesterday I said you got to change your dopamine. Right now your dopamine is being released by the blood of men and by the desires and the will of men. Right now when you do something for somebody else, dopamine is released. Right now when you understand the will of men, dopamine is released. We got to change that. Right now, your dopamine is coming from people. We got to change that. Your dopamine must come from purpose. Right now, the thing that motivates you got up this morning not on purpose. You got up this morning on time. So we need to change that. You cannot live on time and enter into this. That dog doesn't hunt. You cannot get into the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Right now, your dopamine is being released by flesh and blood. So we got to change what's releasing your dopamine. Your release of dopamine must come from water and spirit, which is, again, water represents a pattern because waters are made up of molecules. And notice, according to Dr. Emoto, when you say I love you to water, it changes the molecular structure of water. You are made up of 70% water. Now, flesh and blood cannot enter in, but spirit words and water can. So if you change your spirit words, ruling disposition, you change your water, body. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, I don't know if you understand what I just said, but I'm praying for you so that way you become a single standing column of words that changes your water so you can enter into the kingdom. The only thing that's prohibiting you from entering into the kingdom is your ruling disposition. Now, the ruling disposition is what we call spirit and what the Bible calls blood, as we already talked about previous shows, Hama. But let me break it down for you, because we got to break this down, because right now the physics of water, the physics of emotion, the physics line up exactly with the spirit. Because John 1 says, the word became flesh. How does word become flesh? So I'm talking. These words I'm talking, they take on flesh. How? Let's break it down. Physics. The word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. So every time you say a word, it takes on flesh and it hangs out at your house. You just can't see it, boo-boo, but it's there. So when you speak, it takes on flesh. So the more you speak it, the more it's flesh. So if I sit up and say, I would like to have a baby. And if I say that long enough and often enough, regardless of my age, my physical body will produce a baby. Don't believe me? Try it off for size. I've already done it. Now, let me make sure you understand, because right now we have not been taught the power. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. See, the word became flesh, and it made its dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, I can spend a lot of time going on about John, how words become flesh, but I need to break it down, because right now many of us do not understand that you are clothed in a vesture. So we need to break down, what the hell is a vesture? Well, let's break it down according to the original text. So Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. But before we get to verse 13, we've already established that Revelation 19:6 tells me three times that the voice of the multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of mighty thundering. Three times we see the word voice. So voice establishes things. So Revelation 19, verse 10, Revelation 19, 10, and I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou doest not. In other words, get up, homie. I am thy fellow servant and of thou brethren that thou hast testimony, that thou have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, I wish I could have the time to break this down. However, as I've been saying, you don't worship the door. You worship the house. The door is what you open to get into the house. So when you need a deeper understanding, which I will break down later on in the year, we will come back to Revelation 19:10, because many of you, or again, not you, but people you know, are limiting yourself because you don't know yourself. You don't know that your word is your vesture. That means you are clothed in skin. This skin is dipped in blood. This blood is animating your body. But without understanding what you are before you put on skin, vesture, which is in Revelation 19:10. What are you, brother? What is your prior existence with the Father? And I fell at his feet to worship him. Who? Yahushua, right? And he said unto me, see thou doest not. Oh, okay, hold up, time out. What? So they fell down to worship him, and he said, like, get up, homie. Now remember, Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren. That is in your Bible too. Now again, I know this is contrary to your theology, but the only reason that you're not a single standing column of waveform energy is that you don't understand, not you, but people you know, that the words dipped in blood hang out in flesh. He is called the Word of God. Now, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says he's called Wonderful, he's called Counselor, he's called Mighty God, he's called Everlasting Father, he's called the Prince of Peace. Notice that it did not say that he is that. He said that he is called that. Heavenly Father. Now, you can call me a black man, you can call me short, you can call me, you know, illiterate, you can call me, but is that my name? That's what I'm called. He has a name written on his thigh that no man could pronounce. But we have to understand, because what is happening is that we don't know who we are. So you cannot be what you cannot see. So it is my job to assist you with seeing that you are clothed with a vesture. You're not the vesture. You're clothed with the vesture. Now, since that is difficult to wrap the brain on, that means that you can't be what you can't see. And so when we go to Revelations, Revelations breaks this down for us very clearly and very succinctly. And it also continues on, and it says in verse 10, I fell at his feet. He said unto me, see that you don't do that. I am your fellow servant and of thy brethren, that thy testimony of Jesus, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Verse 11, Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven open up, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat up on it was called faithful and true. These are more attributes of your fellow servant, Yahushua, Jesus the Christ. He is faithful and he is true. So you are a joint heir. That means you should be faithful, you should be true. And in righteousness, he doth judge and make war. So when you are standing in your right place, you have the ability to judge and make war. Righteousness, again, means right standing. So if you're not standing in the right place, you don't have those attributes and those characteristics. But if you are standing in the right place, you have those attributes and you have those characteristics. The name by which he is called is the Word of God. Now remember, this is how you call him. You use the word to talk to him. Now, if I want to call you, I pick up my phone and call you. Now, the word phone inside of the Bible is the word voice. So when I want to call Jesus, I use my voice, my inside voice, not the one I'm using now. So with my mind, I can call him. That's called prayer and meditation. So to contact the Father through the Son, you have to use your voice. Now, we got to go deeper than that, because if that was the case, everybody would be able to talk to the Father. Verse 12 tells me his eyes were like a flame of fire. It didn't say that it was. It says it was like. His eyes were as or like a flame of fire, and his head was, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. So there is a name that he has that is written. It says no man knew but he himself. That's why there's the debate over the name, because no man knows the name except he himself. But then it goes on and say in verse 13, which is the primary text for today's study, Revelations 19:13 says, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So we can understand that if we call or if we use the Word of God, that calls him. So the Word of God is how we communicate with him. And it says that he was clothed. Now let's break this down. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So the English word clothed comes from the Greek.
Strong's G, 4016. Periballo. Periballo.
Periballo. Periballo. So periballo means to put around. It means to surround something. It's like a garment. And so you put something around. So it means to throw all around. It means to invest. It means to cast about. So now remember, this is extremely important because we're talking about how you become a single standing column of waveform energy, so that way when you're going through the transition period, all of the options that you have available to you, they don't pull on you. That's, again, the mistake that I made was I got options, and I exercised those options because of a lack of understanding that the options I have no more because my mental mantle. Your mental mantle limits you. That's the standard. Now, a standard is something that establishes the boundaries by which you operate. As a single standing column of waveform energy, you are letters that are dipped in blood. So if you don't understand those letters that you are dipped in, you can go outside of those letters. What are the letters you're dipped in? You're dipped in Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Those are all attributes and characteristics of these letters that are dipped in blood. Now, your letters are your DNA. Your DNA is inside of your body. Your body has something running through it called blood. This blood is what animates what's inside the letters. So, therefore, if I can manipulate the letters, I can manipulate the blood. Or if I can manipulate the blood, I can manipulate how you express, expose, and expand yourself. That's the reason for today's show and the series that is coming up. Because the dominant culture, not today, I mean, it's here, but it's going to affect you pretty soon. They are using techno peptides to replace your neuropeptides, which is what we're going to be talking about in the next series that starts on Saturday, June the 16th. Cost is $25 for members, $50 for non-members. So, Brother Will, what does that mean, though? Well, it means clothed. That means something is around you. Number one, something is around you. So there is something that is around you. It says he is clothed with a vesture. So the thing that is placed around you is a vesture. Now, a vesture is...
G 2440. Hematian.
Hematian, which is where we get the word hama, which means blood. So it is a blood tia, hematian. So a hematian. So this hematian, which is your garment, it means a mantle. It means a tunic, T-U-N-I-C. It is a upper cloak, garment, a mantle. It is a mental mantle. It is a raiment. So your brain establishes your aura around you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotion, imagination, and intellect of your people. So the Bible is telling you your robe. It's telling you that this is what you are wearing. It's all around you, and it's established by you. How do you establish your aura, your chi, your prana, your pneuma? That is what you are clothed in. The name by which he is called is the word of God. The name by which you are called is the words that you use based upon your God-ordained destiny, G-O-D. But I need to prove it to you based upon the Bible and based upon physics and based upon biology. So you are the word because your words, your vesture establishes your aura around you, your chi or your prana, your hama. So again, it is a cloak or a mantle that is like a tunic, and it is established by the upper garment, or it is a upper garment. Now, one of the words that really stands out is the word mantle. Now, a mantle is like a cloth or a cloak, or it is something that is important. It is a cloth that is important. It's like a cloak. So we got these words, you know, mantle, and we got another word, which is cloak. So now let's look at the word cloak. Now, when we talk about cloak, you know, we're talking about something that is like a garment. It is a over garment. It hangs loosely. It is something that you dress in. So this allows me to see you. Your cloak, which is, again, is your mental mantle. So your mentality determines your reality. That's basically what it's saying. Let's continue. Now, again, I can go a whole lot deeper, but for the sake of time, we just want to basically establish you should be a single standing column of waveform energy. Why? Because you're going from glory to glory to glory. And as you go from one level to another level, you are going to be exposed to more options. You're going to be exposed to more possibility of guilt or arrogance because you're putting on more power. You're becoming more like the big G. And as you're becoming more like the big G, there's going to be greater temptations because now you have the option to do everything, but you're limited to do one thing. What is that? Your purpose. I can do anything I want, but what stops me? Purpose, not law. See, law is for the lawless. So if you are lawless, you need law. But if you have self-control, you don't need the law, because you got the word of God. That means you got a pattern that establishes your particular purpose or your destiny. So he is clothed, he has a circle, a vesture, meaning that his mental disposition is dipped. Now, the word dipped, again, your mind must be dipped, brother. Your mind must be dipped, sister. And if it's not dipped.
Strong's G911. Bapto. Bapto.
Bapto, where we get the English word Baptist or baptism. Bapto means immersed. It means to dip into D-Y-E, color. Wow. Oh, man, I wish I could break this one down. I wish I had a couple of hours to break this wrong. That one word, Bapto. Please look it up, G911. It's really to remember, 911. Like, not every, 911. When you call the cops, what you're doing is you are immersing, you're getting ready to D-Y-E, not D-I-E. It means to change colors. So that means you have to change colors. You have to change your hue, your harma, blood. So you have to stop being this color and start being another color. So you could have an aura. You could have something around you that establishes your mental manner, your mental disposition, your vesture. You have a clothes. Your clothes is your words. It's the way that you think. So your vibration, when I look at you, that's what I see. I see what you're wearing, your outer garment. That's your mindset. Now, most people can't see that, but I can. I'm an empath. So when I see you, I don't see your body. I see your spirit. I see how you put your clothes on. Your spiritual clothes is your mental mantle. Your mental mantle changes your color. That's why when I put a picture of you according to the Clarigan photograph, your aura changes color based upon your mood. Do you remember way back in the day they had those mood rings? You young whippersnappers probably don't remember that, but you would put the ring on and it would change colors based upon what you were dipped in. Dipped means immersed. So what is the most predominant thought? So if you are immersed in a thought of alcohol, and all day you're thinking about alcohol, that's the color of your aura, because you are immersed. You are baptized. You are baptized. So to be baptized means you are immersed. Your brain, your mental mantle is immersed in pornography. It is immersed in smoking the reefer. It is immersed in hate. It is immersed in anger. It is immersed in doubt. Your ruling disposition, that means that your aura around you. So when I see you, that's what I see. The color of your aura changes based upon the mindset. Your diet means nothing to me and to people that are spiritual. People put a lot of emphasis on what you eat. Yo, homie, you need to put emphasis on what you think. Your thoughts control. Do you know that your body can be acidic, but your diet can be alkaline because your thoughts are of a low vibration? Your thoughts are way more powerful than your food. So you can eat healthy all you want, but if you think bad, your food is bad. Because what this is saying, he is clothed, he has an aura, with a vesture, that means a ruling disposition, that is the dipped, that means immersed in blood. Now, we've already established the word blood, but again, just for the sake of arguments, and so if someone did not listen to the previous messages.
Strong's G129, Haima. Haima.
Haima. So the word blood means haima. That means seat of your life. That means that it resembles blood or grape juice. So the word haima, again, means something that resembles blood. It is something that animates. It means it is the seat of life, not the seat of the soul. That means that this controls your chemicals, your neuropeptides. That's the reason for today's show. So what controls your neuropeptides? Well, if we go back through the whole verse, now remember, we're going to reverse the order in just a second. You have on a coat, clothes, that is based up on a vesture. That vesture simply means that you have a raiment or a robe or a garment that is your mantle, your tunic, or your cloak, which are all words that are associated with something that you wear. So this is where we get the word garment from. So Yahushua has a garment that he wears as a coat or a jacket. It is immersed in blood, which is simply means that his thoughts are immersed in something. What is they immersed? And it says, and his name is called the Word of God. So based upon what we wear, it establishes on what we're called. Let me say that again. Oh, Father, let me get it, Father. Based upon what you wear, that tells me what to call you. In other words, if you are having thoughts of wanting to sample a sour grape, and you are clothed with a vesture dipped in the mindset of sour grapes all day, every day, you think about sour grapes, I'm going to call you an alcoholic. Your name is established not by somebody giving it to you. It is established by you. Jesus is called the name, the Word of God, because he's consumed by God. What you consumed by? Are you consumed by pornography? Guess what your name is. Your name is a pornographer. Are you consumed by fondling little boys and little girls? Okay. Your name is called pedophile. Are you consumed with eating all day, every day? Okay. Your name is called glutton. In other words, my brother, in other words, my sister, don't tell me what I should call you. I'm going to watch you. And if every word out of your mouth is a liar, your name is called liar. Your name is established by your vesture, which is the thoughts that you wear that establish the vibration that you send out, so that way I know what you are. Now, you can come tell me, Brother Will, I am a member of the life management system. But if what your vesture is wearing is a non-member, I'm going to call you a non-member of the life management system. You can pay me. We can hang out. We can talk. But I know your brain is not immersed in my system. You're not a member of the life management system. Now, you can tell me whatever you want, but I know what to call you. I'm going to call you based upon what you are wearing. Your aura or your chi or your prana. So the devil knows you based upon what the name you've chosen for you. I recommend you change your name, boo-boo. That's what I'm going to do. See, the name by which he is called, based upon the thoughts by which he maintained, is the Word of God. So Yahushua is the Word of God because he immersed himself in the Word. He baptized himself. He became a single standing column of letters that is dipped inside of blood. That means he maintains a mental disposition that is based upon the Word of God that allow him to put on a jacket that says, I am the Word of God. Now, if you can understand what I just said, your whole world will change because now you have no more options. Why? You are baptized into purpose. I'm going to baptize you into your purpose today. The goal of the life management system is to immerse you in purpose, period. Drop the mic. It's his face left. Now, Jesus is called the Word of God. So the Word became flesh. Your word establishes your flesh. Your words are what you think all day, every day, 24/7. So let me ask you the question again. What is your most predominant thought? So if your most predominant thought establishes your most predominant feeling. Now, I talk to clients that their most predominant feeling is fear. They are now afraid. Now, it's valid. I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm saying it is valid. But since you are afraid, that is your most predominant thought. That is your vesture. That's what your raiment. That is what you are oscillating or vibrating. Now, what does that mean in English? That means Luke chapter 11, verse 2. Luke chapter 11, verse 2. Luke chapter 11, verse 2. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what you do in your body is maintained in your aura. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. What you do in your body is maintained in your heaven, head, aura. Now, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Zechariah 14, 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. Right now we've got a bunch of lords and we've got a bunch of names. Everybody debating on what is his name. Is he Lord? Is he this? Is he that? Notice what it says in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth in that day. So there is going to come a day when the Lord shall be king over the earth. The earth is your body. The Lord represents your head. Right now, you got a bunch of lords because you got a bunch of thoughts. You don't know what your purpose is, so you got a bunch of purposes. Today, I'm going to try this. Tomorrow, there's going to be an advertisement. Somebody's going to come out with a new, you know, Bitcoin or a new way to lose weight or a new way to become a millionaire in 2 days or a new way. There's going to be a new Lord out. You are going to drop your existing Lord ruling this position and pick up that Lord ruling this position. There's a plethora of lords. Now, again, Lord means kurios. Kurios means overseer or manager. Your brain, your thoughts, is being managed by something outside of you instead of something inside of you. There's only one Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. However, if you like me, you got options. Today, my Lord is the big G. Tomorrow, my Lord may be some chi-chis and a big booty because I may go somewhere and I may see Susie Q and I decided to basically stop baptizing, bapto, my garment, my mental mantle, and instead of my brain being focused on the word of God, I'm going to change my name to lust. And I'm going to put on the demon, the ruling disposition of lust. Now, I don't know if y'all ever heard of the seven deadly sins and the names of the entities or the demons that oscillate or vibrate or control those seven deadly sins. But guess what, brothers and sisters? Those seven deadly sins are seven deadly demons. Now, the problem, that's not a problem, because remember, all problems are fictitious. But most people don't understand that each one of the seven deadly demons or seven deadly sins, they got seven deadly dispositions. Asmodeus, Belphegor, Mammon, Lucifer, Beelzebub, and Leviathan. So when you take on a disposition, you take on a demon. So you got emotion. Now that E is for entity. It ain't for energy. Now they call it energy today. Yesterday, however, it wasn't called an energy. It wasn't called an energy, A-I-N. It was called a daemon, D-A-E, day, as in sun, moon, as in energy, or lunar, vibration, frequency, day, moon. Daemon is a day, moon. Another study for another time. All you got to know is one thing. Emotions are not just animating principles of the body. Emotions are animating principles of the body that comes from the God of forces that it talks about in the book of Job, which the God of the south. He's not the God of the north. He's the God that wants to usurp the God of the north. Now, Asmodeus, Belphegor, Leviathan, Beelzebub, Satan or Lucifer, Mammon, money. Now, there's a bunch of other names as well. Every emotion that you have has a demonic name attached to it. So if you are very emotional, that just simply means you are very demonical. Now, again, I'm not saying this. This is inside the Helios Biblius. What does that mean? That means that your vesture is not dipped in blood. It is dipped. It's not dipped in the blood of Christ. It's not dipped in the blood. That's why people plead the blood of Jesus or the blood of Yahushua. Why? How come we don't plead the blood of Asmodeus? How come we don't plead the blood of Belfagar? How come we don't plead the blood of Lucifer? How come we don't plead the blood of no other entity? Why do we plead the blood of Jesus? Because Zechariah 14:9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Now, the Lord is in all caps. That means Kyrios, that means ruling disposition. In that day shall there be one Lord. See, right now you got too many lords. You got too many minds. You got too many ruling dispositions. You got to get rid of all the ruling dispositions. You need to have one pattern. You need to have one purpose. You need to have one destination. You need to have one column. Right now you got two, three, four, five, six. Maybe you like me, Beelzebub. Now, let me make sure you understand. Because you can choose ye this day whom you will serve. I'm choosing to dip my vesture in the blood of Yahushua. I recommend you do the same thing. Because it says, and again, I saw heaven open up. Heaven represents the crown chakra, 12 cranial nerves. We need them to operate. Everybody trying to open their third eye, this is how you do it. Revelations 19:11. Anybody want to open their third eye? Anybody want to become one with the Father? Anybody want to become a single standing column of waveform energy? Anybody want to walk through the valley of shadow and death, fear no evil? Anybody want to become a millionaire and you only got one option? You won't fall prey to alcoholism, lust, or no matter what devil shows up, you are a single standing column of waveform energy. That means you will not fall for the temptation. That means that your neuropeptides cannot be manipulated by technology. Why? I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. If you are faithful and true, the one that sits on the brain is the blood or is Yahushua. He's called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. So if you are standing in the right place, your position, your dear Kinnear, you can go out and you can see. Now, a judge does what things? He has discernment. A judge is a person who is able to see, is this person, is there enough evidence to convict this person of a crime? So if you open up your crown chakra, heaven, you will be whole. In the Matrix, it was the white rabbit. In the Bible, it's the white horse. What does that represent? That represents the faithful and true. And he that set up on it is called faithful and true. When you follow the white rabbit, you are being faithful and true to your purpose. That's what it means. In the book of, now in the Bible, it's a horse. In the movie, The Matrix, it was a white rabbit. Remember the girl turned and they say, hey, follow the girl with the white rabbit. They took that out of the book of Revelation. So the book of Revelations is saying, hey, follow purpose. And then he that set upon it is called faithful and true. Your purpose will allow you to be faithful and true. And it will also put you in the right place, righteousness. So that way you can do what? Have discernment and make war. Who are you making war against? You're making war against everything that doesn't align against your purpose. That's the definition of the word diligence. What is diligence? Cut, kill, mutilate, maim, destroy. Is that not war? I mean, I don't know. I'm not the bright button. When I looked it up, I got a whole book that explains diligence is the ultimate secret to being rich. Diligence means you making war on everything that doesn't align with your purpose. What does that mean? You turn your back on it. That means you're not interested. That means how many options you got. See, as I talked about yesterday, new level, new devil. So I got to this level, and I got all these options. I got money in my pocket so I can go do stuff that I could not do before. No, I got money in my pocket to continue to do what I've been doing. Purpose, to judge and make war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. So when you find, when you open up your heaven, your crown chakra, you find the white horse, and you sit and you see that, hey, when I find my purpose, I become faithful and true to my purpose. Now I'm in the right place. Now I have discernment, and now I have the ability to make war. I mutilate and cut everything that doesn't align with my purpose. Then my eyes are like a flame of fire. People look in my eyes and they say, damn, Brother Will's on, that fool's on fire, dog. Look in his eyes. When you look in my eyes, what were you going to see? You're going to see somebody that has determination. And his head were many crowns. So when you find purpose, you will be this. This is about you. This is a revelation of you. Single standard column of waveform energy. If you take your vesture and you dip it in blood, you immerse yourself inside your purpose. If you don't do this, none of this applies to you. If you do this, Revelations 11 verse 13 is you. Revelations 11 13 is a single standing column of waveform energy. My brain, on my head, there are many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Nobody knows my purpose but me. So you come and ask me, I can explain my purpose to you, but nobody's in my head but me. So the things I do, you're not going to understand because you don't got my roadmap. Now, to a person without a map, the person with the map, they don't understand. Meaning, I got the map to drive from, I'm in Texas and I want to go to Georgia. You in the driver's seat. I got my GPS. I make a left turn. You're like, oh, where are we going? Because you don't have the map. The map is in my head. Since you don't have the map, you look at me and like, that fool don't know where he's going. I know where I'm going. I am faithful and true because I have a map that no man can read but me. So he has a name that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture. So everything happens when you do. Clothes represents your what you put on. So when you put on vesture, that represents a mental mantle, the way you think. Dipped, that means immersed or baptized. Blood represents, again, ruling disposition. So your mantle must be mental. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Then your name is established. So people know me as Master Teacher 33 because I've immersed myself in that didactic teaching and branded or established myself. So now you can call me Master Teacher 33. You can call Jesus the Word of God because he immersed himself in the Word of God. So what are you immersed in today? So whatever you are immersed in, that's what I'm going to call you. So we can talk. We can debate. But I'm going to call you what you are immersed in. Now, you may disagree because you don't understand the immersion process. The goal is for me to be able to call you the Word of God. Everybody that is on this call, me and you should be able to talk non-verbally. My mind and your mind should be exactly the same. That's the physics. That is the science. That is a biological internet. My brain and your brain are biologically programmed together because we are using the same words. That means we are always on the same frequency. You know the people that you have a lot of disagreement with is because you're not vibrating with. People that you have disagreements with, meaning that you're not vibrating with, you are a living chromosomes. And you are functioning just like a holographic computer. The spirit uses your endogenous, that means inside, chemicals. This means that you modulate a certain frequency pattern that is projected out into what is called an aculine pair, which is we call language. So I can decode your chi or your aura, and I can find out what affirmations and what auto-suggestion are, what is called autogenous or autogenous, which is how you are automatically vibrating. That tells me what light frequencies that you have immersed your vesture in and the mental mantle that you have on. That lets me know that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That simply means that you are thinking about things that doesn't align with your purpose. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, the reason is because in the book of Isaiah, Yahushua came down and he said, according to Philippians 2:5, I am going to put on the mental mantle that is exactly the same as my Father. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So Yahushua put on the apparel and the garments that is the same apparel and the same garments of the Word of God. That's why he's called Faithful and True. That's why he's called Wonderful. That's why he's called Counselor. That's why he's called Mighty God. That's why he's called Everlasting Father. That's why he's called Prince of Peace, because he put on that mindset, that mantle. Let me make sure you understand. On his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called. They say his name was. It said his name was called. He was acting like the Word of God, so we call him the Word of God. If you acting like a fool, we're going to call you a fool. If you acting like a liar, we're going to call you a liar. If you are acting like a glutton, we're going to call you a glutton. We're going to call you what you act like. You act like what you feel like. You feel like what you think like. If you change your thinking, you change your feeling. You change your feeling, you change your acting. You change your acting, you change what I call you. So the universe responds to you. You are a single standing column of letters. That's called your DNA. And based upon epigenetics, scientists have proven that the DNA is a biological computer that is controlled or changed using phonons and photons. So therefore, everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice has the ability to establish certain patterns. These patterns, again, reprogram or reprogram by words and frequencies. Now, I hope to God that you understood what I tried to or what I did express to you today, which is you are the person that must work on the inner process to become a mature believer in order to establish a conscious communication, so that way, according to your purpose, which is God inside of your body. So God is inside of you. He's vibrating as you. He wants to manifest himself through you in the form of purpose. If you establish your purpose, the body is programmable by language, words, and thought. Let me say it again. The body chemistry is programmed by language, words, and thought. Scientifically proven. So the Bible tells me in the book of Revelations how to do that. Now, let's close with the word name. Close with the word name, word, and God. Now, remember, you are going to be called this based upon the mindset. So when you put on a mental mantle, cloak, vesture, clothes, when you put it on, you do this.
Strong's G, 3686, anima, anima.
Your brain establishes your anima. Everything in the universe is based upon anima. You must, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You putting on an anima, English word anima, Greek. Anima means the name used for everything which the name covers. It means everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in the mind. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Everything, please look this one up. This is a cookie book. G3686. 3686. Strong Concordance number G, 3686. Anuma. Now, underneath the Greek word anuma, I wish I could break this down, is another Greek word. Now, the Greek word underneath the English word onoma.
1097. Gnosko. Gnosko.
Where we get scientifically epigenosko. Now, epigenosko means, gnosko means to know, to understand, to perceive, to have knowledge of. Oh, man, your name is what you know, is what you perceive, is what you have knowledge of. Gnosko is the word epi and nosko. That means the universe gives you your name based upon what you know, what you perceive, what you have knowledge of. Your name is not given to you because your mother and father pulled it out of thin air. Your name is given to you because of what you know. But you don't know that you know what you know. So you take on another name because you're not dipped in blood. So if I can, salvation means that I'm going to eat, I'm going to baptize you inside of your true purpose so that way you can be authentic. Now, gnosko has an underlying Greek word, if you can wrap your brain around it.
G 3685, anini me. Anini me.
It's the word omni and name. Anini me, it means to be useful for profit. Oh, man. Y'all do. Oh, Father, touch the minds of your people. How come you don't have no profit? You're not being your name. How come you're not being your name? You don't know your name. Your mother, your name, if your name is Hali Su, the father, the Ruach of the Numa. Now, I had five children. I have, and I had. When we named our children, I was, my first daughter I named her Sade because I was really into the singer Sade. I didn't know why. I just liked that name. And that, man, that name that I gave her, I thought I gave her. But the father, through me, named my daughter. So that way he could stamp. He put her in purpose. For what? For it to be useful to receive profit or advantage, to be helpful and to have joy. If you got a name, is there anybody listening to me that don't got a name? Why y'all think I do Dear Kenny Reports? Now, I studied all of this 25 years ago. When I found this, that's how I got saved. Purpose saved me because purpose gave me a connection with the person and the place and my position. Where there is no purpose, people cast off restraint. Show me a Negro that is doing something wrong. I'm going to show you a Negro that ain't got no damn purpose. Nothing is more important than purpose. Purpose leads to the person of Jesus Christ. Because purpose establishes your name. Your name is letters that are dipped in the blood of Jesus Christ. If you don't know your name, you don't have no relationship with Jesus Christ. You may have a relationship, but it's not with the big one. It's not with, it may be with Constantine Jesus, but it's not with the Essene Jesus. That is why you can continue. Now remember, the only way you choose options outside of purpose is a lack of knowledge of name. Onimi means to be useful for profit or advantage, to be helpful in establishing your joy. That's why you, that's why God gave you a name. Onimi. Now, it goes a lot deeper than that, but we're already out of time. So this name is called, we already established what that means, called, again, simply means phone A. It means to make an utterance. It means to invite. It means to basically how we communicate. So when I call you, it's like I say, hey, Jim Bob. So your name is what you are called. And that is the word of God. In other words, the name that God gave you is how God calls you. If you don't understand your name and you go to the mall and your name is Jack and I'm looking at you, and I'll call you Ron. Do you respond? I'm looking at you and saying, hey, Ron, if I go anywhere and somebody says, Will, I stop, and I look. And if they're looking at me and I'm like, oh, do I know that person? But if they're looking at somebody else and their name is Will too, and I see that they're not looking at me and they go and they hug that person, they shake his hand, I'm like, oh, his name is Will. Name is man. Man is name. You are a name dipped in blood. That establishes your single standing column of waveform energy. The Father is going to call you by name. He called the Father in the book of John 10:10. He says he know his sheep by name, and they know his voice, and they follow him. Now, the word in the original text or in the Hebrew, in the Greek.
G 3056, Logos.
Logos, we all know that just simply means, again, speech, living voice. It means the voice that embodies a concept or a I-D-E-A, no L, no Lucifer. Right now you got I-D-E-A-L, get rid of the L. You got too many L's. You got too many ideals. You only got one. Zechariah 14:9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. There should be one pattern that is king over your entire body. In that day, then there shall be one Lord, and his name one. But until that day, you got many lords, you got many names. Let me say that again. Zechariah 14:9. You have to get to this point. What point, Brother Will? That you have no other options. See, if you make the mistake that I did, and you get to this level, and you have not established the one Lord purpose that's over your earth body, in that day, deity shall be one Lord, and his name one. If you do not do Zechariah 14:9, you will be taken up on a mountain. The devil will come before you, and he will offer you all of these kingdoms. If you bow down and worship him, you're going to bow down. You're going to worship him. You're going to do exactly what I did. You will be led astray by the lust of your own flesh. You will be led astray by the pride of life. You will be led astray by the cares of this world. Guaranteed. I already did it. Wrote the book about it. I got 58 times I failed. 23 different jobs that I failed. If you want to talk to anybody wants to see, just go to my Facebook page. If you want to see a spiritual failure that still is in the making of becoming a spiritual success, because guess what? It's death or destiny for me. I'm going to get it right, because I'm going to be right so that I can write. And today, I graduated. Because now I ask the Father, how come I keep going around Groundhog's Day? Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice? You're experiencing Groundhog Day in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships? If you are doing the same shit over and over and over again, you need to call me. You need to email me, masterteacher30.com@gmail.com. You need to listen to this message every day until you get it right. Because what happens? Your vesture is not dipped in blood, just like mine wasn't. Therefore, you do not have a Lord that is king over your body, over the earth. Because in that day, the day that you establish the Lord, Kyrios, manager, the day that you become the manager over your own body, in that day, there's going to be one Lord. That's called purpose. He's going to be faithful and true. He is going to be, again, what it talks about in Isaiah 9:6. These are the attributes that know that you found purpose. If you do not have these attributes, you ain't got purpose. What you got is what I had. Fake. If you ain't faithful and true, if you're not righteous, if you're not a judge, if you're not called wonderful, if you're not called counselor, if you're not called mighty God, I mean granter of destiny, if you're not the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, then those attributes, if they're not oscillating, you're not a single standing column of those attributes, your letters are not dipped in blood. Because Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren, as we read. If he's the firstborn, that means you're supposed to do exactly what he did. That's what he said. He says, I'm going up to be with the Father, so the things that I do, you shall do, and even greater. So you're supposed to be doing the same things that Jesus did. Are we doing those things? Well, I'm on my way to doing those things. And I'm establishing. So every time I come up against a get to a new level, I get to this new devil, and then I wax his bleep, 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 just like I did the last one. Oh, it may take me a couple of times. I may bump my head up against the wall, but guess what? There ain't no quitting this dog. So I'm going to continue death or destiny for me. So brothers and sisters, in conclusion, all you got to do is one thing. Purpose. Your name is your anomai that's given to you for profit and for joy. I am going to call you what your how the mental mantle is illuminating you. Your name is going to be called that by which you immerse yourself in. You're baptized into alcoholism, and all you do is drink all day. Your name is alcoholic. So don't get mad if somebody call you what you are vibrating. Your vibrational pattern that you are sending out to the world is saying, alcohol is my Lord. He's king over my body. That day there shall be one Lord, alcohol, and his name is one alcoholic. So what you vibrating, that's your name. You want to change your name? Change your vibration. You want to change your vibration? Change your mental manual. Yahushua immersed himself in the blood of his Father, and he established himself as the Word of God on earth. So the Word became flesh and dwelt among men, and they walked around. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. There's only one. There's a battle going on to establish that single standing column. Words dipped in flesh. You are letters, four of them, five really, that you call DNA, that's inside of flesh that is controlled by blood. The only question is, what's the name of those letters? Is it faithful and true? Or is it unfaithful and untrue? Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. A vesture dipped in blood. Letters dipped in blood. That's what we all are. The only question is, how are those letters being animated? Are you being who God has designed and gift you to be? Are you being someone else that you're not designed and gifted to be? Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate this. Your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, without a body, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm tired with the time.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo.